Okay, fine. All that aside, the mission now focuses on the difference. It says Maruba Midas Tashlumi Kefil. They're like a much broader place to apply the rules of the double payments, Mamidas Tashlumi Arba Vachamisha, from the application of the rule of paying, you know, four or five times. Shemidas Tashlumi Kefil, the payment of, you know, paying the double payments, no, I guess Bein Medaver Sheyesh Baruch Haim applies to things that are alive, like animals. Bein Medaver Sheyem Baruch Haim, things that aren't alive, whatever it is. Everything gets the kefil payments. Now, when I say everything, what I mean is things that are like the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Amkiyitin ish esreu kesef o kelim lishmor." If a guy gives his friend something to watch, "Vagunav mebeisa ish," and it's stolen from the guy's house, "imimsa ganav yishalom mishnayim." If the ganav, the thief, is found, he pays twice. "Al kol davar pesha," for whatever he steals that he did a crime on, "al shor," whether it's a cow, "al chamor," if it's a donkey, "al seh," if it's a sheep, "al silma," on a garment of clothing, "al kol aveda asher yershiun Elohim," as anything that the judges are make him guilty for, "yishalom shnayim l'reu," he pays double to reu, to his friend. The drush there, by the way, is asher yershiun Elohim, the judge has to make him guilty. If he makes himself guilty by turning himself in, he won't pay the double payment. In any case, the drush is a kol davar pesha, anything that would include whatever. The things, however, that are excluded are things that are unlike the things in the list here, the shor, chamor, the seh, and the silma, things that are not metalton. What would that be? That would be karka, land. If I steal your land, when you get your land back by evicting me, there's no double payment. If I steal your staros, your contract, because the contract, we're not talking about, the contract itself has no intrinsic value, it's just a, you know, piece of paper. So that's, in the, it's a, you know, it has the stock certificates of 100 shares of Microsoft, doesn't matter. It's only worth, it's a piece of paper worth less than a pruta, so I wouldn't pay kefil for that. Or avadim. That's a machlokas, we'll see later on, machlokas tanaim, but the halacha is lahalach lamaisa, and evid is got the same dinim as karka, land, therefore if I steal your evid, even though it's movable, sort of, the dinim is like land, based on the pasuk, talking about, it's also like an achuza, it's like an inheritance, whatever. So if you steal a slave, when you give it back, you don't pay kefil. Okay, fine. Now, Midas Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, on the other hand, the payment of the four fives, Eino Nehagas Ela B'Shor V'Seh B'Vad, only applies to the cows and sheep alone. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ki Yignov Ish, if a person should steal a shor or seh, a cow or a sheep, V'Tevacho Mocharo, and then he shechts it or he sells it, then he'll pay four if it's a sheep, five if it's a cow. So that's all it applies to. And we know just those two things because the Torah went out of its way to speak out two separately and gave full numbers. Meaning, if I steal your duck or your frog or your puppy dog, it's just a kefil payment. It's only your cow and your sheep. And as a discussion, number nine, if set also includes goat or not, like it does by Pesach, Korban Pesach. Okay. Ein ha-gonev achar ganav. If a person who stole from the thief, the thief of the, you know, Reuven stole it from me and Shimon stole it from Reuven, so then he, Shimon, the guy who stole it from Reuven, the thief, he does not mishalem tashlumi kefil. He doesn't pay double payments because the pasuk had said the gun of mebei sa'ish, flown from the guy's house. Vidarshan, it means the owner's house and not from the thief's house. Okay. Now, since the way that four or five payments is structured, it's like that I'm paying you keren, the principal amount, plus the kefil, the double payment, plus three more for a total of five. If I'm not paying you the kefil payments for whatever reason, then I also won't pay you the other parts to make the four or five. So the same rule will apply if Shimon stole from Reuven and then he shechted it, just like he doesn't pay the kefil, he doesn't pay also the four or five payment also. V'lo ha-toveach lo ha-mocher achar ganav, the guy who stole and from the thief and then shechted it or sold it, does not pay tashlumi arba v'chamisha, doesn't pay four or five payments, like I just said, for the reason I said.